Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Today's episode is proudly sponsored once again by the Dungeon Cast, the podcast where hosts Will and Brian talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons and teach you how to play the game, learn the lore behind every monster or deity throughout the D&D multiverse, or how to build incredible characters to explore the worlds of D&D. Passively gather knowledge to become a dungeon master and receive countless tips and tricks on how to create your own world and weave a story the likes of which will have your players clamoring for more. So what are you waiting for? Check out the Dungeon Cast and learn about dragons, demons, magic, and other super cool D&D stuff now. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get your podcasts, or on YouTube, or check the show notes for the links. This ad is brought to you by the Demogorgon, Lord and Ruler of the Dungeon Cast, and greatest and most undisputed powerful demon lord in the known cosmos. Shout out to Demogorgon, and all praise Demogorgon. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
You must be maybe 50 feet below where you were previously.
What's the opposite of your ears popping?
The bends.
Oh, no.
Does anyone want to look at the golem head?
Are there any tools with which I could flip the head over and not touch it? There's a yucky thing in here.
Head.
Scalpel. I hold out my hand for scalpel.
Yeola. Yeola says scalpel and hands it to you. Like a red goopy substance. Blah. Pours out of the helmet.
Oh, I found the organic matter.
The eyes of the golem go dark. You look into the faces of Herdek and Tavratine, along with a couple of other people.
What are their stances like?
Tavratine has... He wields a short sword, typically, in combat. He has the short sword drawn, and Herdek has her light hammer and shield at the ready. You feel sick. You feel sickened and weakened. You take an extra 6 points of necrotic damage.
Right, I'm on one hit point. That fucking rules.
Well, hey, it could have been worse, I guess. Big T, it's your turn.
Guys, wait, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Gobble, stop. I spend my turn trying to flag someone down to talk to them.
What would you like Saren to do?
Saren will be using Shatter against as many of the other team as they can. Saren has no idea that we are hired by the same people.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I thought the whole point was that we...
That was Zymir.
Right. Yep, okay. Well, Saren's still...
All right, Saren can hit the three enemies at the top of the elevator.
Saren will be doing just that.
You hear Saren does the, what's it, that superhero Black Widow? Not Black Widow. The one who screams.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, Old Yeller.
Banshee?
Yeah, she's like married to Green Arrow or something.
Big screams.
Come on, Zamet, you know.
You mean DC?
Yeah.
Is this like a, yeah, no.
Zamet, you know. Zamet, stop. I'm looking
like
it up.
Screaming
I'm looking
me,
it up. Does Zamet know?
It's screaming it Mimi, yes. Maybe not Hellcat.
Green Arrow.
Songbird.
Wife, I think Black Canary. Black Canary. Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Saren does like the Black Canary scream. Yeah. All three of them take 10 points of damage.
Good.
They scream and yell and roll around in agony. Zyamir doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Zyamir just knows that you are being attacked and so attacks in turn. They're probably going to also... Look, everyone else seems to be acting as if this is a big deal, so she's probably going to do her worst damage as well.
You'd join in. You'd absolutely join in. It makes sense.
Oh, could I have gotten Chantel to try and tank some of that damage? with her reaction. The intercept.
Okay. Does she tank the damage or does she impose?
It just prevents it by a D10 plus 2.
All right. Sure.
Just to try and heal.
You've got an extra 10 hit points.
Oh, thank God.
And then Ziamia. Ziamia, I guess, casts Frost Fingers at a third level. And those three people, she can't target Tavratine without hitting someone else in the group, but she can target those other three. And each of them needs to make another constitution saving throw. Her deck passes, but the other two fail. Both the flunkies are frozen solid, fall backwards, and shatter.
Two down.
It's Chantel's turn. She, similarly to Big T, hesitates. She spends her turn doing nothing. Her deck calls out, "There must be mind controlled. Try not to kill them."
See?
Are they, yeah, right.
And then Herdek's going to try and heal herself. They need to make a concentration check. Which they fail. All right,
good, lose the spell.
Okay, then it is Glubble and Yeola's turn.
Okay, so Herdek has just said that. Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
You were checking if they were being mind controlled. See? It's just a big bit of silly. This is a sitcom.
Except two people died.
Oh, yep. But they were barely named. You're allowed to die in a sitcom if you don't have a name.
Okay. Well, okay. If that's the case, then I'll end heat metal.
Uh-huh.
Does the damage go off now or does it, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, let me check.
Am I too late to end that damage, basically?
Are you locked in? You're like, well, we might as well kill them.
They know too much.
Well, look, just in case things go wrong.
No, you need to use a bonus action to maintain it, so...
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll end it, and I will just be like, sorry, we... It's been a very big misunderstanding. Very misunderstanding. Tavatine, it's you. We're good? Sorry? We're just everybody?
Well, Tavatine glances back at Herdek. Herdek glances at Tavatine, and they both slowly lower their weapons. Yes. I will say, as the elevator reaches the top, you are out of initiative.
So sorry, Herdek. There was... perhaps a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Herdek rushes back to those two people and starts trying to provide medical aid.
I also do the same thing to be like, are they?
I'll also run over.
They are very dead.
See, sorry, I never actually caught their names back at camp.
I guess it doesn't matter now, Herdek says.
Yes, frightfully sorry.
What are you doing here?
Yes.
We are here on a mission.
What mission?
We got a quest. We need to reactivate this place to... Well, I guess we didn't really think about the logic on that one. We were just told to come here and turn it all on.
We were told to destroy it.
Well, you weren't told to destroy it. You're here on an unrelated quest.
Yes.
Well, obviously a related quest, actually. Mm. But your quest is separate to this one.
Oh, we're here on a... Well, actually, it was a quest to stop a swarm of locusts. They were terrorizing a farmstead. And that sort of brought us here because the iron golems are being made.
Again. I think the iron golems are for farming.
No.
That's what we were told in the quest.
No, the iron golems and we've fought several.
I think they're supposed to be reseeding this place or something.
Well, unless it's the seed of blood. They keep trying to kill us.
Wait. Ziamia, when the golem attacked us, you have memories of that, yes?
Ziamia nods.
Can you show out?
She pulls out a brain worm. Tavertine, for the first time you've ever seen him, is, when like the little wriggling brain worm comes out, Tavertine's eyes go wide and he seems excited.
I roll.
He licks his lips. Oh, this is what's happening, I suppose. Herdek has the brain worm, and so does Tavertine. Huh, says Herdek. That's not a farming implement, is it?
Not at all.
No. So we need to destroy this place.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, says Herdek.
Yeah.
This could have been here the entire time. You could have had this every interaction. One of the other fucking members dies, Herdek. Well, that seems bad, but I guess it was inevitable.
Look, I'm sort of glad we didn't. So did you guys tamper with the upstairs, or how did you guys come here? Did you go through the?
We were told about another entrance. I assume there's one this way as well.
Yes. Okay.
What have you turned on? Because we need to turn what have you turned on now.
Fill out. Tavertine and Herdek look at each other. I don't think that's possible anymore. We got a very specific set of instructions. Herdek holds out a little basin. The basin has water in it. Mission came with this. We've been getting instructions through it.
Yeah, what are the instructions?
Herdek kind of like shakes the water like you would shake at one of those eight ball things. Herdek shakes it like that. Nothing happens. Huh.
Usually words show up with instructions.
So what have you done so far?
We can take you back to where the machines are.
I think we need to go very quickly, because if they know not to give you instructions now, we don't have very much time.
Yeah, they maybe don't like you very much.
You're like pushing Herdek along as Herdek is still saying,
instructions we got up were we go. That there were intruders trying to stop
up
us.
Up we go. Yes.
They led us to you, actually.
That makes sense.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
You're like shoving them still.
Wonder if that was on purpose.
Just vibing it out. They're not going to attack us now. Like, they're not going to be like, well, the quest has said we're doing this. So.
You don't think Herdek is that dumb. You just think Herdek's a bit like... You just think Herdek is a bit like Eeyore.
But I'm just saying, like, they're not going to be like, well, the quest is...
Herdek doesn't seem addled or anything like that. Herdek's never been hostile towards you. Seems like a genuine... genuinely like they were deceived.
Yes. All right. So they're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to cast some cure wounds second level on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wonder if that spell had anything to do with anything.
So did you guys see, as we're rushing, I guess, them along? Did you awaken any of the golems? What did you do? What were the instructions? What did they tell you to do exactly?
What was the spell?
Slow down. One thing at a time.
Speed up.
One thing at a time. What do you want me to answer first?
Did you turn on any golems?
Yes. Quite a few.
How many?
I don't know. Like 100, maybe more. I wasn't counting. The machine does its own thing. We just hit some buttons and stuff.
Maybe at that point we stop. I think I would stop at 100.
Nope, I push everyone. Got to keep going. We got to turn off 100 golems.
Is it still going?
Yeah.
Like, you take us
making
to it now.
More golems right now?
Yeah. We put some more of the juice stuff into the machine.
That's people.
Where'd you get the juice from?
I don't know. It was just here.
It was here. We run.
All right. You pass a lot of side corridors, which quite obviously have very deadly looking traps. You eventually recognize where you are. You recognize yourself from Ziamir's original brainworm. You're in that massive room, simply enormous. There's the machine slowly whirring and chuffing along in the center. And as you're walking into this room and watching the machine, you see as a golem steps out and then walks towards the wall. plants both of its arms firmly in the wall, making its own handholds as it begins to climb up the wall and to the roof. You can see the holes from many other golems doing this before. There is light streaming down from above. The golem gets to the roof and then crawls through one of the holes that golems have assumedly been making.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We have to flood the place. What spell?
This one. Herdek holds out a spell scroll.
Oh, no. Can someone else read this?
I go and read it.
It's written in Draconic. So, you know Draconic, right? We've established that. Yeah. It's a very archaic form of Draconic as well. You struggle to formulate what the spell scroll like even says before what it does. It's some sort of really... This spell scroll probably goes over several pages. It is very complicated. You cannot even begin to work out what this spell scroll does, but it... You can tell that it is a custom spell. You see, like, altering many different, like, clauses and stuff like that. It feels like a contract more than a spell scroll.
Did you just read this, or do you know anything about it?
We found some statues and read it to them.
That's how you got in?
No, we had to do that.
To activate the...
No, we had to do that.
We met those statues.
Oh, maybe it activated something. I don't know.
We met those statues.
Oh, yeah. One tells only truth and the other tells only lies. Oh, no! Weebor! We forgot about Weebor!
Tavatine shakes his head sadly.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Did you know that our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is going to be in London for 1 week only this month? Check out sanspantsradio.com/events for the dates and to grab your tickets. I can only assume tickets are in fact flying out the door and have sold out, and we are not worried that ticket sales are low and are still available. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/events to grab your tickets to our sold out shows. Tickets may be still available, but hopefully not. And you, okay, so you read this to the statues, and that's what caused them to, okay. So it looks like it's been used, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah, the magic has been discharged.
Okay, does anyone else, does anyone else know Draconic that can decipher what that was quickly?
Well, obviously Herdek does.
I mean, yes. And I guess,
Yeola does, so does Ziamir. Yeola reads it. Yeola shakes her head. I can't make heads or tails of this chicken scratch. Ziamir looks at it as well. She spends a lot of time studying it. Maybe another golem gets made in the amount of time it takes her to study it, but you can see that she quite clearly, there's a level of understanding with Ziamir.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping...
Well, that's happening. Maybe they're doing that. We'd be racing around trying to...
We act.
Flood the place.
While you're racing around, the machine is moving very rapidly. A lot of very firm and very strong equipment, pistons and pieces, are moving in rhythmic time, slowly creating... You can kind of see in between gaps, you can see the golem being created. The process of making a golem takes maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
You can see the like red goop slowly lowering. There's like a container with that in it. It's slowly being punched into sacks. The sacks are being connected into the golems. You don't see the entire process. There's a lot that you miss out on. Like at one point it's just a torso. Then you see both arms are attached. Then you see the head is attached. Legs are attached.
How much? How much goop is there?
There's it's running out. It's running low. There's almost no goop left.
Can we poke holes in the goop container so no goop can...
The goop container is made out of glass, and it is kind of up the top. There's a feed tube that goes over the side, and then a glass-looking container holding it up the top.
Smash.
If you wanted to smash it, you would either need to make a ranged attack or climb up there.
Okay. Is it possible... Can we reach the leather pouches before they go into a golem?
No, you cannot, if you feel like, unless you start taking the machine apart, if you reached an arm into the machine, you probably will lose it.
Oh, yeah, I'm just wondering with like, say, a spell or something to kind of, like, puncture the
you could try it with a spell.
Like, anything to kind of be, like, before, if someone is trying to climb up there to get it, but before that, to try and puncture those.
If you want, you can cast a spell. Let me know what spell.
What about, Sarin, can you shatter on the glass?
Sarin could, yeah. Well, what would you like do first?
I personally probably will casting like frostbite through to try and get those sex.
Where's
the leather sex to try and destroy them?
All right. You cast frostbite. You feel them weave of energy ripple into the machine. Then immediately the machine shudders. You can see the weave of magic flip and the spell reverberates back at you. You need to make a constitution saving throw. You pass, so you take no damage. Whoa.
Okay. All right.
Would you would you like Sarin to cast shatter?
Probably not.
Do that. What about a crossbow?
Where are you firing the crossbow?
Can we? Similar. I'll get. Can I use a crossbow?
Not sure. Lubble, where are you?
Whoever's good at a crossbow, aim it at the sacks that are on the conveyor belt, kind of thing.
You are not proficient with a crossbow, Lubble.
I've got the javelin.
You think the javelin might just gum up the works? Maybe.
Who's doing what?
I don't know. Someone, I don't know, Chantel to shoot like a crossbow at the little
Chantel fires her crossbow. She aims it at the big glass container, fires it. As the crossbow bolt streaks towards it, you see the air ripple. Mm-hmm. The crossbow bolt strikes Chantel in the chest.
Mm. Well, that's not good.
She takes 5 points of damage.
You okay?
She puts her hand at the bolt and says, "I'll be fine." You can see blood is trickling from underneath her armor. I'll be fine, she says. A second time, with a little bit more certainty.
Okay, I'll fix that in a minute.
Did we go through and collect all the spheres again?
Yeah, I'll say that you have the spheres again, so you have a total of four.
So we've pretty much flooded the place as much as we can.
You were going up and down. We skipped over a lot, but the walk between when you met Herdek and Tavertine and here took you like an hour. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this facility that you have skipped.
Okay. Right. Well, what is around that we can kind of maybe put those?
Well, you can start looking around. Sure. Mm. You walk around, do like maybe a perimeter check, and you can see there are eight places where the pipes come down from roof to floor. At each of those pipes, just below one of the, like a big connector thing, which is whirring at a rapid speed, and you can hear water going through the pipe. You can see there's a little slot for a control sphere.
All right, well, should we put one in there and see what happens?
I think so.
You put one in there. You hear the machine begin to work overtime. The pipes begin to like increase in size a little bit, but it looks like that was planned for. There's like a housing thing. These pipes have an extra, like an extra bracing, I don't know what you'd call it, but like an extra bracing strut that keeps them affixed to the wall. When you do that, it looks obviously like it's working extra hard and maybe more water than normally should go through is being channeled through. But obviously this appears to have also been planned for. And so when it balloons a little bit, it is still being held by those extra struts.
Can I try and just hand axe some of the pipes?
Oh, no.
The pipes in the other room were cut open.
Oh, no.
Oh, actually, what about with my halberd?
With your halberd? Sure. Yeah. You swing as hard as you can with your halberd. The air ripples, and then your halberd is in your shoulder, Big T.
Well, it worked in the other rooms. I'm fine.
Big T, you take 13 points of damage.
You can do that stone's endurance if you want.
No, I might need it later.
All right. Your D&D lawyer advises you that you can use your stone's endurance if you so wish.
Thank you. Anywhere else in the room that we can put some spheres?
Well, hang on. Before, because we've got the jar of acid, we could pour on this for the water, but I don't know how much water is going. The golems aren't attacking us, right?
No.
And they're running
out
of goo.
They're leaving.
Okay, and they're running out of goo?
Yeah, it is about to. The machine makes what? Actually, the golem that the machine is currently making falls apart as it leaves. There wasn't enough goop to create it. Maybe like underwater, there is just the torso and arms and head, and that slowly starts crawling its way towards the wall.
Okay, so I guess time is no longer of the essence.
Ziamia looks up from the sheets. There is a confusion and a little bit of fear in her face.
I believe I got some like a cartographer's tool, some of that, or a piece of paper sure. that I can be like, as opposed to kind of having. Or does she want to communicate through brainworm? Which is, I guess.
No, she gestures for pen and paper.
Yes, hand her pen and paper.
All right. She writes down, can't work it all out. Very complicated spell. Spell affects all the automatrons here. The automatrons either get messed up, and then she writes Lux/knock Nyx, ?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or become controlled by someone. They are heading to someone, maybe.
Oh. Well, that's worrying.
That's a very bad sign.
Okay, so
we need to destroy this machine.
Okay, let's take a breath. There's no longer making more golems. They've clearly already made as much as this goop has allowed, which is quite a lot. So we
I think it might be worth noting this contract that we got, I don't think we were the only company to get the contract. There might be other adventurers coming by.
Okay.
We found corpses from other adventurers in some of the traps. I think we weren't even the first.
Yes, we haven't encountered personally, but we know of some. Shall we backtrack and try to find any more of those?
Oh, I should say there were those that pipe that you slotted the thing into. There are 8 of them. I don't know if I've already said this. There are 8 of them. All of them have one of those slots for a sphere.
So we need 8 seers.
Do you it just to one?
We've got 4 now, don't we?
So 8 spheres, we've got 4.
Let's plug them all up.
You can see each time you plug one in, all of these things appear to be connected, and each time you do it, it looks like it takes a little bit more load, and the load affects all of them. When you slot one in, all of them bulge a little bit more. When you slot a second one, all of them bulge a little bit even more. When you have put all 4 in, there seems to be quite a lot of strain on the system, but it is not enough to burst them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If the big glass container could take goo, what if we put acid in it? If the acid runs in to the next part of the machine, maybe it will destroy bits of the machine as it goes.
Potentially. Can we look up? Can we get into that vat of goop?
There's a little tube, a feeding tube that you would use to put goop in.
I mean, we could try and pouring the acid in there and see what happens.
Maybe one drop at a time to start off with to make sure it doesn't come on us. But that way, if adventurers come in here very quickly,
we'll have to fix it. We get some time. All right. So I guess we do that.
Congratulations. Both of you get a good boy card. You found the way to destroy it with acid.
Yay!
You pour a couple of drops experimentally, and then you see that it goes into the feeding tube and it tries to feed the acid in. Then you're like, well, this looks like it's working. You feed the entire thing in, and that fucks the machine. Here's the bad news, ladies and gentlemen. When you do that, the machine doesn't like it, and it doesn't like it in a very explosive way. The machine begins to bulge at the edges. Parts of it begin boom, boom, boom! The entire building begins to shake. You are worried for the structural integrity of this entire complex.
Okay.
Do we all have a climb speed? Can we go the way of the golems?
I don't think anyone here has a climb speed.
That's so embarrassing.
I can have a climb speed, but that's just me.
The room begins to rumble and rocks begin to fall.
Right.
Oh, no.
So when we were speaking... to the sad dwarf, have a stack.
Herdek.
Herdek?
Herdek.
Sure, well, let's go with that.
Have a stack.
Did they say they also came in from the same entrance?
No, they said they came in from another entrance.
Yeah, okay. I'm wondering if their entrance was closer?
Yes. I
don't know since, you know.
I look at Tavertine.
Tavertine gets hit by a rock and dies. No.
He can fly, can't he? He just fucks off.
Imagine. Wait, can he fly? Oh, if so,
imagine.
Hang on a minute.
I mean, he's a bird boy.
He does have a flying speed. Holy shit. I didn't even know that. What the fuck? Tavertine leaves.
Bye.
No, imagine. I mean, he does leave, but Tavertine gestures to Herdek and says, for the first time, Tavertine speaks and says, follow Herdek. Herdek's exit, our exit is faster. And then he spreads his wings and fucking leaves. He goes through one of the holes.
I look at her. Okay, so Herdek, if I was to turn into, say, a speedy horse or a wolf or something like that, do I know enough about the tunnel system and the thing that'll
highs be, or lows?
That'll be fine. Highs.
Highs. All right. And Big T, highs or lows?
Highs.
Oh no, Big T! You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
My fingers are too big to be finessy.
Big T, a rock hits you in the head. You take 11 points of damage.
What? Pardon?
And Chantal, highs
or lows? Did someone say my name?
Lows.
Sarin, highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows.
Yaola.
Highs.
Highs for Yaola.
Ziamia.
Highs for Ziamia.
No one else gets hit by a rock, but it's becoming rapidly unsteady. Yes.
Okay, so Adam, this is not happening at the pace that I'm just asking a question.
Uh-huh.
Would I know that the like, if I were to transform into a horse, is that going to get me stuck in any parts or anything like that? Do I, when we were traveling through here, did I think that, oh yes, this isn't large enough to fit in a bloody elephant, or is it all kind of tight spaces?
Well, if you're going Herdek's way, you don't know. But okay, if you're going your way, a horse would probably be fine right up until the end.
Okay. And is Herdek slow as shit?
I mean, you could hurry Herdek along.
Right. I'm going to turn into a horse. Herdek, get on and lead the fucking way.
Okay, says Herdek.
I turn into a horse. Can that also Chantal get on as well? Because I assume she's be fairly slow with her
she's
injured.
She's only got one leg.
I was going to say injured leg, but that's kind of underselling
leg.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to remind you that basically everyone. All right, so not everyone, actually. Tree Stump, Chantal, Zarin, and Yaola are all still suffering from one level of exhaustion,
yeah,
which means that they are all moving at half speed. So you are greatly slowed down by these people.
Yeah, well, I can't really do much. I can only really carry some people.
You can carry two at max.
Yeah, I can carry two at max, and I'm pretty sure Sarin can make us go faster a little bit to get everyone up to normal speed.
It's not going to be long enough. She could use all of her bardic inspiration, and that would be for like maybe 12 seconds, which is not enough.
Not enough. Right. Guess we'll find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Elwood, and I love David Attenborough.
I was absolutely inspired by David as a kid.
I'm definitely not alone in this.
The world of science is full of Attenborough groupies.
I've got a confession about David Attenborough documentaries.
Every week, I'll be sitting with a science expert while we watch an episode of Life on Earth.
Scientists want to talk about stuff. We are damaged.
You do sound like comedians. We'll be talking about what we're seeing on the screen.
Plants have basically talked other organisms into being flying genitals for them.
Their experience in the field.
I've seen a male cane toad on a rotten mango. They'll just go for it.
And whatever other topics spin out of our conversations.
Do you know I got attacked by an octopus one time?
You want to start going away from comedy and into depressing, but...
No, that's my wheelhouse.
Thank God for David Attenborough with Ben Elwood. Now available on Sense Pants Radio.